Welcome to Dear Diaries Wife School, sharing God's blueprint for kingdom marriages. I'm your host, Rosabee Theok, and you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and our website at www.deardiaries.co. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Rosabee Theok. Welcome to Sharing Heaven One Experience at a Time. So this morning, I was making a list. And what I noticed in my list, and I noticed in my time in my in sitting in the presence of the Lord, I recognize, or I have been recognizing, this change in me. And I recognize that God has been laser focusing on some changes that he's been doing with my thoughts and what has become important. And what I've noticed now is that my businesses, my services, my ministry, they are all aligned together, and they're so tied in to God in some way. And the way I can describe it, and when I say that, it's like it's not something that is like, you know, for example, food or a restaurant or something. It has something to do with serving God in some way. Not saying if you own a restaurant, you can't serve God. You can be a safe place for God's people. And even with saying that, I believe this is something that God is doing. I just feel this in my spirit and what I'm receiving from God. I feel like there's a shift in a desire for God to, I want to say it this way, because I believe this is not something new. I believe maybe that I'm becoming more aware of it because of my walk of life, but I also feel it more potent, especially with the things that are going on in the earth, with just the reprobated mind, the transgender situation, abortion, all these other issues that are going on in the world. I feel like because these things have progressed in such a short time in such an evil way, I feel like God has been speaking to me and showing me that he is desiring to give his people ideas to replace things. And again, I don't feel like this is something new, but I just feel like maybe there's a, you know, think about it, there's a time release on something where the release of it is a bigger opening. And so there's more of it coming out rather than trickling the way, you know, sending forerunners, and now it's spreading. So I guess that would be a better picture of how I'm receiving it. And so I just feel like God is using a lot of our ministry, a lot of our businesses, to become safe places. And one of the things that he was telling me is that he really does not like the commingling. And then a commingling, as far as, for example, let's say you've gone to a nail salon, a hair salon, and you see these, you know, Buddha statues, you see all these false gods, these statues in the business, you're walking into a place that's established, there are false gods in there and doing business with them. And I feel like, so now God is raising up people in business and entrepreneurship to be a safe place for his people, where you can walk in and do your nails and do your hair, and you're not having to plead the blood of Jesus and the whole time you're there, because that's the only place available to do your nails and your hair. And I'm giving an example because they're there in restaurants. You have to pray over your food. You don't know what witchcraft is being done there so that they can continue to have business, what God is, these things are being sacrificed to. And so this safe place for his people, I feel like it's becoming very, very prominent in our discussions, in the ideas and the thoughts that come to my mind. And so I feel like God and I have been having this dialogue. It's like something I'm perceiving that he's doing. And the Lord doesn't do anything without revealing it to his prophets. And I feel like he's been using me in that way with photography, with books, with all kinds of things that he's having me do. And I keep hearing him say, I want a safe place for my people. So it doesn't matter if you're an educator, if you're a wealth advisor, if you're a doctor, becoming a safe place, if you feel God leading you to do something, it's because he needs you to be a safe place for his people. And so when he gives you and inspires you to do something, you got to do it. It's not just for you. It's not just for you to become wealthy. It's not just for you and your family to be prosperous. It's because he needs safe places. I remember learning photography, and I've taken several courses. And in those courses, while they're teaching photography, they're teaching meditation. They're teaching, asking the universe for this, asking the universe for that, thanking the universe. That is ungodly. That is not of God. And so he said to me, that is not a safe place. Even people who are learning photography, they're commingling those teaching photography, they're commingling their demonic beliefs on people who've come to learn photography. And there's a spiritual leader that I follow as well. Her name is Tiffany Montgomery. And she was also saying, and I think I've experienced it as well, except I've experienced it as well, is when you go to these wealth building seminars, they're also, incorporating false God teachings, because there has to be soundness of mind to prosper, right? And so they're using their false God technology, their meditations, their mantras, and incorporating it and commingling it with the education that they're giving. So a part of that, they're making you believe this is what made them successful. How many of you know that the demonic realm, they will give you what you need to be successful, to appear to be successful. And so they will allow you to be successful because you're using their kingdom to hinder other people, to bring other people to damnation. And so that is unacceptable to the Lord. And so he rose her up to be a wealth builder, but a safe place for the kingdom of God, a safe place for people of God to come and to learn how to build wealth. And the beautiful thing about it is that she's a multi-millionaire. So it's not that she's teaching it and she's not experiencing wealth, but here we have an example of someone in the kingdom who's successfully doing well by fasting and praying to God Adonai and prospering. And so God is desiring for you to step into the call of your life, to believe him, to have faith in the things that he's called you to do. He will qualify you when you move in faith to do what he's asked you to do, and you will find yourself prospering. You will find yourself replacing, being a solution, because that's a huge deficit that we have in the earth for believers, for people of God. We need a place where it is safe for us. We don't have to worry about false gods being established in the establishment and a part of our services. And praying over our food because and covering our food in the blood of Jesus because they've offered their business, their restaurant to a demonic kingdom. And then too, just even with educators, you don't want the education to commingle with, again, demonic teachings, demonic beliefs, demonic principles. So that is not what I was going to speak about today, but that is where Holy Spirit took me. And so I will follow the leading of Holy Spirit all the days of my life. Again, this is Rosby Theok. Until next time.